Daniel Dixon sat in his favorite chair, holding a new copy of the novel Anna Karenina by his favorite writer, Leo Tolstoy. He'd been looking forward to this moment ever since he read of the book's English publication in a dog-eared copy of the New York Times. He'd ordered the novel directly from the publisher, Thomas Y. Crowell & Company, and paid with a check, a new means of commerce by mail that did not require the posting of actual currency. The book had taken some time to arrive, but finally appeared in the post today. Now, all was at the ready. The coal lamp was lit, and he had a sharp knife at hand for cutting the pages, along with a glass of red wine on the table.
If this one is anything like War and Peace, we have a splendid journey ahead.
Red!
Sheriff Red Angus leaned against the frame, bleeding from a cut on his head and cradling one arm awkwardly against his chest.
Thank God you're home, Dixon. I'm about all in.
What happened?
Someone took a shot at me. Spooked my horse. I think I broke my arm when I fell.
I hope Angus is wrong. Broken bones are time-consuming.
Dixon woefully eyed his abandoned book, then examined Angus.
Like all such injuries, your head has bled profusely, but it won't require stitches. A cleaning and a plaster should suffice. Now, I'm going to have to remove your jacket to examine your arm.
Okay, Doc.
Angus loosened his shirt, and Dixon noticed an older, well-healed wound on Angus's shoulder.
Billy was looking for someone with a bullet wound, and that scar could have been caused by the graze of a bullet.
What's that?
Angus pulled at his shirt, covering the scar.
It's nothing. Just a little accident I had a while back. It didn't amount to nothing.
Dixon noticed that Angus's fingers were swollen and discolored, which was a bad sign.
How did you fall? Which part took the impact?
Angus demonstrated with his good arm, extending it palm down toward the floor. Though the summer evening in the house were cool, Angus's thin, ginger-colored hair lay in wet, sweaty strings across his head.
I landed so. There was a loud pop.
Dixon rolled up the sheriff's torn sleeve to find the classic bayonet-shaped deformity characteristic of a Coles fracture.
Bones of your wrist are broken. I'll need to set them and splint your arm. Let's get you to the surgery. Easy now.
The hallway to Dixon's surgery in the back of the house still smelled of Dixon's dinner. Fresh mountain trout dredged in cornmeal and fried in olive oil.
We'll have to get you on the table.
Dixon lit the lamp and pushed a stool next to the waist-high exam table in the middle of the room so the short, stocky sheriff could climb up. In Dixon's experience, few bones were as painful to set as the radius and ulna. He gathered splinting materials, gauze, and tape.
This will hurt, Red, but it'll be over in 20 seconds. Are you ready?
I guess I am.
There. It's done.
Angus's face was completely drained of blood, so even his lips were white. He kept his eyes firmly closed while Dixon bent his elbow to a 90-degree angle and wrapped his forearm in white gauze with a sugar tong splint.
You have any idea who the shooter was?
I do. And if it wasn't him, it was the other one. Or maybe the two of them together. They are an unholy pair.
You didn't see anyone then?
No, but I know who it was just the same. I want you to know too, Doc, but I'm asking you to keep the information to yourself. This thing is going to blow wide open soon enough, and I want to try to contain it as long as I can. People are going to get hurt. It was Frank Canton, him or his scaly friend Tom Horn. Canton's been out for me ever since I announced for sheriff. I know what he's been saying about me and about my friends. How it's disgraceful that a man like me should be Johnson County's top lawman. Well, you know what? I may have made some bad choices in my life. Who hasn't? But I don't give a damn what Canton says about me. The good people of Johnson County don't either. I am an honest man and I do the job, not the bidding of the WSGA.
You think Canton tried to kill you tonight? That's a serious charge.
That son of a bitch is still doing the dirty work for Fawcett and Dudley and them, just like he always has. They're gunning for me because they know I'm on the side of the Nestors and the Little Men. This is public land, goddammit, and they got no right to claim it. It's all coming to smash now, Dixon, and everyone, you included, will have to pick sides.